If you've ever wanted to live in the big city, New York or San Francisco, now might be the time. As the pandemic keeps many Americans working from home, renters are moving out to areas where they can get more space. And that's driving down rents in some of America's most expensive cities. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, is on this. Hi, Robin.
Hello.
So this decline is really astounding. In San Francisco, the median rent for a studio apartment fell by 31% from a year ago. In New York, it's down 15%. This is according to a new report from Realtor.com. Besides maybe people looking for more space to have home offices, what's going on?
Yeah, in the icy parlance of the trading floor, this is demand destruction. So renters, they're fleeing high-density, high-cost zip codes that were on fire, we know, for the better part of a decade as the decade and tech and finance surged, that's now turned around. The irony, Robin, is that now the more comfortable you are in your job, the more freedom you have to work remotely, and probably for a while. So why not get a bigger place in a less crowded town? And it's all internet connection right now.
Yeah, but you'd be leaving New York or San Francisco. But I'm hearing, too, that New York and isn't the way it was. So some, there's no theater, so that might be adding to this. But some of the steepest drops are in California, Silicon Valley, where, the tech workers aren't expected to go back to their offices. So how long was this expected to go on?
It's an existential question right now. You have tech giants now telling workers that it's okay to work from home at least halfway into 2021. So when does that experiment become normalcy? When, and this is critical, Robin, when are workers going to know that they can port their pay, their benefits, their standing for good to cheaper cities? I suspect that is going to be the next shoe that drops in this and that you're going to see a whole new round of cost cutting and rents go up in satellite cities.
Yeah, well, meantime, in Manhattan, the vacancy rate is at the highest level in more than a decade, and landlords are offering months of free rent to fill empty apartments. What else are they doing to try to get renters back?
As a longtime Manhattanite, I can tell you we haven't had that spirit there since maybe 1989. And it's not just rent concessions, but everything from laundry to utilities to newly partitioned gyms and Peloton discounts, faster broadband. Some are even venturing into subsidized delivery services. It's all in the name of making density economics, which, after all, is the hallmark of a Manhattan, work again, make sense again.
Yeah, well, this is having an effect elsewhere because as rents are, going down in cities, they're rising in nearby communities and suburbs. What impact does that have on the housing market in those areas?
Well, the housing market's already on fire, thanks in large part to collapsing mortgage rates. But as more earners move into these secondary and tertiary cities, you get higher rents to support investment properties. So while Manhattan rents are hurting, rents in the Bronx, they're up about 9% from a year ago. If you look at Worcester, Mass versus Boston, or some of the areas in leafy Connecticut versus the big cities, hours down and up in New England and the Mid-Atlantic.
Yeah, and what does that do? You said it leads to investments. People are buying. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you're going to see the investors come in and say, if there's something underlying, if there's a value, if rents are going up in this market, that not only are mortgages cheap, but people who have cash and can get mortgages can buy properties to rent out. So that gives extra lift to these secondary cities.
Oh, gosh, I just feel like maybe I could commute.
Come to Richmond, Robin. I'll have you in Richmond anytime.
Rents going down in cities. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you.
My pleasure.